We're back now on KID and on this Friday morning, headed into what I'm calling tax deadline weekend. Scott Smith is a CPA with Smith Coons and Associates in Rexburg. Scott, welcome. Good to have you with us this morning.
Thank you, Neil. Good to be here.
Well, it's good to have you here. The deadline is actually moved. April 15th is typically the deadline for tax day, but that's been moved back 2 or 3 days. Is that right? Isn't it April 18th?
Yep, that's correct. Washington, D.C. has what they call Emancipation Day on the 16th, because that's on Sunday this year. They have to recognize that on Monday, so it kicks us all over to Tuesday, the 18th.
Okay, so a little more breathing room than we're typically used to. So last-minute stuff, and I will tell you, usually I get my taxes done sometime in March. I have been so incredibly busy. I have procrastinated. I usually do my own taxes. And so I'm going to be busy this weekend doing my taxes. But what is there anything special people ought to know this year as they sort of wind up the process of filing their taxes?
Well, you're certainly not alone in those that haven't got their taxes done yet. There's about 20 million people that traditionally do their taxes this week. And even those that get them done, there's still 1 in 5 that have to do an extension, okay, mm-hmm. or get their taxes done after the deadline. There are a couple things you need to keep in mind. One, if you're not going to get them done before the deadline, mm-hmm. there's two different penalties. One of the penalties is for filing late, and one of the penalties is for paying late. One for filing late is pretty significant. It's 5% per month. Of your tax bill, so up to 25% of your tax bill. Hmm. So the filing penalty is definitely a heavy stick that they hit you with. And that's the penalty that goes away if you file an extension. And so that's really easy to do. We've already filed extensions for all of our clients that we haven't been able to finish up yet or that haven't come in yet. Now, the second penalty is a payment penalty, and you can't extend the payment. That's a misconception out there for sure. But if you can't pay on time, the penalty is a lot lower. It's half of 1%.
Okay.
So just some quick math on that. That's $5 penalty on a $1,000 tax bill.
So let me ask this question, though, because you don't know what you need to pay until you finish your tax forms. So if you aren't done, then how do you know what you need to pay? Do you just estimate it?
Yeah, you can do an estimated payment, and what you can do there, as long as you pay about 90% of what you owed last year, mm-hmm. you'll generally be okay.
Okay.
And if it goes beyond that, then we can talk with you. You know, if you had a blockbuster year compared to last year, then you probably need to call a professional.
Okay.
But if things are pretty similar to last year, then you'll generally be okay if you pay 90% of last year.
Now, and I'll ask you this about your firm. If somebody just shows up today and they're frantic and they said, I have procrastinated, I mean, can you still accommodate people who need their taxes filed before the 18th?
We can if they're a simple return.
Yeah.
You know, if someone walks in with a garbage bag full of receipts and they need to do a year's worth of accounting and they have several businesses, obviously we can't scramble and get that done by Tuesday. But if they have a simple, W-2, couple of forms, then we have staff ready to take care of them.
We're talking with Scott Smith, CPA with Smith Coons and Associates in Rexburg. Scott, I'm hearing this. I think we talked about this in our last interview, but let's cover it again. There's a little bit of question over whether or not people have to disclose if they bought Obamacare insurance or not, and maybe address that particular issue, because President Trump, he eased up that requirement.
Yeah, so one of the first things that Trump did is he signed an executive order to relieve the burden of the Affordable Care Act on the American people, and it was so ambiguous that, of course, the IRS had to interpret exactly what he was meaning. And their interpretation and what they could do, the things that they could change within their jurisdiction, is they allow you to leave the answer blank on whether you had insurance or not.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what a lot of people misunderstand is they think, oh, that must mean the penalty's gone away. And that's not true at all. That requires Congress's action. and we saw how that went.
Right.
But so the penalty is definitely still in effect. And so, in our opinion, by leaving that answer blank, you're just giving the IRS a roadmap to ask you a bunch of questions about your health insurance, and which means you'd still end up owing the penalty anyway. So we're just telling people to answer the question, avoid a letter down the road from the IRS, and just get it done.
So I guess my question here is, if President Trump essentially said, you don't have to answer that question, but the government's saying you still have to pay the penalty if you didn't buy insurance, how does that help anybody?
It doesn't. It was a great gesture, but Congress is the one that changes the laws in our country, and not the president. And so they could only go so far. So in the end, it really didn't change a whole lot.
Okay. So the IRS, if you did not buy insurance as required under Obamacare, then the IRS is still going to come after you for that penalty, regardless of how you answer that question.
Yeah, by leaving it blank, it sure opens it up for them to ask you some more questions.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't mean that they will, but they certainly can.
Right, right. Okay. All right, Scott Smith, CPA, Smith, Coons & Associates, joining me on the program this morning. Any last little thoughts that people should be aware of as they're getting their tax filing done in the next 4 days?
You know, just make sure you get that extension done, and you can avoid the big penalty.
Mm-hmm.
If you can pay a portion of your tax bill or your estimated tax bill, get that done too, and you'll avoid that 0.5%.
Okay.
But a lot of people are scared to death of the IRS, and so we definitely get a lot of frantic calls in these last couple of days as people with busy lives, you know, like you talked about,
yeah,
scrambling to get things done. And if they need any help, we can sure help them out, or whoever they trust,
sure,
their advisor can help them out.
The phone number for Smith, Coons & Associates in Rexburg, 356-8500. Again, that's 356-8500. Scott Smith, CPA, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Neil.